This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA, baby, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Bruce Chovic is going to join us back half of the program today to talk about the change agents in North Dakota. The Innovators is the title of his new book. Look forward to chronicling some stories of the change agents. Some you may know, some you may not. Look forward to that coming up on the program. And we begin with Chancellor Mark Hagerot, the North Dakota University System Chancellor, to talk a little bit about a new partnership, I guess I would call this, he probably would as well, that involves the University of Wyoming, the University of South Dakota. You've got South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, you've got South Dakota State University, you've got Dakota State University, you've got UND, NDSU, University of Montana, Montana Technological University, Montana State University, even Idaho schools, University of Idaho, Idaho State University, and Boise State University. So these are all part of a innovation alliance that we're going to talk about a little bit today on the program. As the North Dakota University System, NDSU, and UND are partnering in this Regional Technology and Innovation Alliance. Dr. Mark Hagerot joins us on the program today to talk about it. Mark, how are you?
Oh, great, and thanks for having me, Scott, and once again, thanks for getting on to really important issues that are going to shape the future of North Dakota. So do you want me to just jump right in, or do you have a particular question you want to start with?
Well, I want to start with the big picture here, because I think technology hubs generally are not in rural areas, right? It's the Silicon Valley, it's Texas, it's these big metropolitan areas. Does this consortium, you believe, have a chance to, for lack of a better term, put us in a bigger scale, more on the map than we are today, more of a peer with some of those bigger technological hubs?
You hit right at the crux of what this is about. Spot on. The United States and the world is absolutely transforming, as we all know, around digitization and all the many things from biomedical to artificial intelligence to robotic farming, et cetera. And 80% roughly venture capital in the United States goes to a handful of what you described as big metropolitan regions. And worse yet, these big metropolitan regions then poach the best talent we have in the rural states. So we decided to, do something about it. And the five states came together, which are all rural, beautiful states, clean air, clean water, and said, hey, they're not giving us the NSF funding we need. We're not getting the other things we need because we're too small. But if we come together, we can get $1 billion research volume, what we have right now, and we can now compete with these big areas. And so that is exactly what we're doing, is to help build North Dakota's future in a new economy, new innovation, new research, and get to scale of, five wonderful, like-minded states in the northern tier here. And so we've got this Mountain Plains Consortium. And the second point that really broke the dam on this idea is post-COVID, we realized people really could work, teach, research right at distances and come together periodically. Whereas before, you had to be in Boston's corridor, Silicon Valley, Dallas-Fort Worth, right? They expected you to be right there where you could drive over for a meeting. Well, we've had people come out from Silicon Valley, and they've told us off the record. Silicon Valley, too, is Silicon Valley anywhere there's talent and hardworking people, and they love the idea. So yeah, that's what we got going, this consortium built across the five states and multiple universities about, and it's also about workforce, not just research innovation, but creating the workforce of the 21st century. So that's what we got going.
Well, that is fascinating for sure. You mentioned NSF. Talk a little bit about the funding sources. Where do they all come from?
Right. So, you know, as people know in the news, I was just hearing the news before we came on. We are in an epic arms race, right, with China and Russia, if anybody, any doubt. And it's around digital weapons, robotics, cyber. And they're also just slugging it out. We're in a chips race, right? I mean, where do our chips come from, these advanced computers? We're in an energy race, right? I mean, keeping the lights on. North Dakotans are on the front line, and all these involve research. And so there's lots of streams of funding. The Energy Department, the National Science Foundation, the U.S. Senate, and Senator Hovind was crucial on this. I want to thank him on the air. He was early to say we've got to be able to compete with a level playing field on the new CHIPS Act. That is the biggest research bill in the history of this planet, and as small states, we couldn't compete for us. And so he worked on legislation in that CHIPS Act that allows rural states to compete and build consortiums. So he really got us moving in the early thinking about the legislation. So there's a lot of money that comes out of Washington, but you know, we've got to build the base. That's where our legislature and our governor are so crucial, because we have to have stable funding at the state level to compete for this federal funding. And so, I just want to be sure if any legislators or the governor's staff are listening, that what they're doing to fund education, especially the Legacy Research Fund, which is on the shelf of the legislature, you know, competitive salaries in this inflation battle, that's all crucial foundational support for us to compete in this consortium.
What kind of a timeline until you're competing with some of these other larger hubs?
Well, so back to your point about the innovation hubs, this is how unique it is. The CHIPS Act allows for about 10 innovation hubs where they're going to pour potentially up to $1 billion into big urban areas and their research universities. But with Senator Hovind's help, and the Republicans, they pounded through the allowance for a rural consortium. And this will go through the Commerce Department, and the Commerce Department has just called meetings for state leaders. So I think our Commerce Commissioner, Josh Tigan, is going to attend, maybe the governor's staff, because it's not just research. It is the next level is industry, banking, North Dakota banks, you know, the Valley Prosperity Organization, GNDC. I was going to try to meet with Eric Spencer yesterday. So we are laying the foundation with a research consortium, but the real game-changing, economy-shifting is the next level of universities, businesses, banks, state government all coming together to build, you know, basically a rural hub across our five states.
And getting all of those pieces of that puzzle working together. I mean, is it a year down the road, 2 years down the road? When do you see yourself really clicking?
Yeah, that's a great question. And nothing like this has been done before, right? I mean, I'm seeing some of the first applicants for these consortiums, and they are like Boston-based, you know, very natural, you know, MIT, University of Boston, they're big industries. So what we're doing is really paradigm-shifting, revolutionary. And again, Silicon people off the record love the idea because they don't want to be pinned down to any one, you know, urban area, right? So we've got more work to do, and the big step is getting these five states a governance agreement. Each state will have one vote on this consortium. So, like, Wyoming only has one research university, but we didn't want to discriminate against them. So we've got the foundation with a research consortium. Now we need, you know, and our governor's a natural leader for this, obviously being an entrepreneur, and he knows that. I've been telling his staff he's a natural leader for these five states. So if you can encourage him, grab the baton and run with it. I'd say in 6 months we're going to have the North Dakota and this consortium's application in, is my guess.
Fascinating. Anything else you want to tell us about this great announcement?
Well, you know, the other thing I would say is there's also a humanities, liberal arts, law side of this because, you know, the world is changing right in front of us, right? Let's remember that the big digital companies deplatformed a sitting president of the United States of America. We forget about that, right? Elon Musk has discovered files that Twitter blocked the democratic process, right? And so part of this consortium, and I want to thank Senator Cramer for his vision on a lot of these social issues, is this also will have what's called, you know, science, technology, social implications. You know, what does it mean to start to modify humans and all the complex issues of identity? And so now with the five-state consortium, I think we can have people at the table represented by 10 U.S. senators of a more conservative view of where science, technology, AI. I mean, look what Facebook has done with children on, you know, addictions, you know, and they're backing up quick. They shut down. So there's other that side, which because I know North Dakotans care deeply about these social issues, but supporting, you know, the higher ed system, these research initiatives.
That's a great idea. Great idea. Fascinating, too. Chancellor Mark Hagerod, thanks for the update on it. We appreciate it. We'll stay in touch.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chris.
like.
Just, you know, might be a little age gap there.
Oh,
Dolly and Michael Bublé.
There's no getting out of here. Old Man Winter
seen Michael Bublé in concert before.
Almost like a follow-up to Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But, all right, I'll stay. Okay, let's cozy up and cozy down.
Got the little vibe
there
going.
You go.
Yeah, exactly right. There is a growing amount of criticism of Biden's prisoner swap deal. You think this is going to fade away, or you think this one sticks?
How much are we talking about Afghanistan anymore? Or, yeah, it'll fade away. It'll, until she plays her first game back with the WNBA, and they'll hang some sort of medal on her, American Bravery, I don't know, whatever, they'll do that, and there'll be all kinds of more theater with this. Meanwhile, Paul Whelan will probably still be in a Russian prison.
Well, why don't we call the Saudis and have them work on Whelan?
Yeah. Hey,
since
there you go.
He did the swap for, what's her face? Griner? They did the negotiating here.
The Saudis did, correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. you guys take care of that for us?
Couldn't even handle that. Texter says, assuming Griner flew into Russia, I read that one already. Jump to the next here. Hey, Scott, I heard this morning that Trump wouldn't trade Whelan for Hallett because he knew how dangerous he is, and it would come back to bite us in the you-know-what. I don't know where you heard that. Let's see if Trump has said anything on True Social. Have you heard that, Kevin?
I have not.
Whenever you want to know what Donald Trump is up to, Truth Social is where you go. He just texted here 21 minutes ago. What is going on with the FBI and the Justice Department? He's asking the question, what is going on? They seem to be totally out of control. There is right now a weaponization of justice, the likes of which our country has never seen before. Anybody doubt that?
Nope, not anybody in my circles.
The Twitter and Facebook scandal is already proven to be, with the possible exception of spying on my campaign, the most sinister act in history. Even the rhinos and the weak are openly admitting that the 2020 election was rigged, but in a darker way than ever thought possible. So many lives destroyed. So there he goes. I also talked a few hours ago about Elon. The Twitter releases are a revelation in that they show in a very powerful fashion the FBI and justice illegally colluding, proving conclusively in one more very powerful way that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. What everyone is really wanting to see, waiting to see, however, is the Twitter information and thought process leading up to the time of the so-called election and ultimately the deplatforming of the President of the United States. Big moment in history. Thank you.
You know what this is like? This is like when they walked over, they were in front of the Oz, the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And the cowardly lion, he's shaking everybody's hand, and the dog runs over and pulls the curtain back. And there's the guy behind there, and he's got his hands going. And the one with their hands going is this one.
It's up to these companies to make their own decision about the content on their platforms and to ensure content follows their own standards and policies.
Okay. We don't mind if the companies cheat.
Yeah, they can
be corrupt. That's fine.
That's old news, by the way. That's a distraction.
All right. It's up to these companies. Go ahead and, put the thumb on the scale. We don't care. Right?
It's unreal. Oh, the old news distraction thing on Hunter Biden and Biden Inc. was what really got me when she...
It's frankly, it's not healthy. It won't do anything to help a single American improve their lives. And so, look, this isn't... We see that as an interesting, coincidence. It's a distraction.
You sure? You sure? It's a distraction. Come on, nothing to see there.
Listener sends... a note by a Tulsi Gabbard talking about the Stop Arming Terrorist Act from the 115th Congress. The CIA, through CENTCOM, arms, trains, finances, and gives military logistical support to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State of Iraq. and ISIL. Been a while since we heard about ISIL. Back to Obama, I think. There was actually a bill that went in front of the House and Senate, this listener text. It's called the Stop Arming Terrorists Act. H.R. 608, the United States government is the number one supporter and arm of many terrorist factions around the world. I only named a few. Listener is asking the Christmas bumper music guru, Kevin, to add this to your list. Rudolph by Greg Hager for bumper music.
Oh, no problem.
We round that up. Greg Hager is a local.
All right, let's see if I can find it.
North Dakotan. We'd love it if find a little Rudolph. Happy to do it. Feel free to send your Christmas bumper solutions along if you like. If we can keep those going, for sure. 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590 if you have a question or comment. Texter says, a few months back, Elon Musk said he couldn't vote Democrat anymore. If he's so smart and such a genius, why would he have ever voted Democrat? Billionaire, tech world, in that circle? I don't know, Kev. How would you respond to Elon being a Democrat before?
Well, everyone's allowed to walk away from lunacy, you know.
It's a Silicon Valley thing, I think. It's the circles that Elon's in.
Well, Elon Musk, I mean, you look, I mean, you think Steve Jobs, I mean, Bill Gates, guys that, I mean, literally, but more so than either of those two, look at what Elon has done. I mean, he privatized space travel. LA, we should have electric cars. All right, I'll do it. PayPal. I mean, the guys, and now with this, and he just sees common sense. To me, when I hear him talk or, you know, be interviewed, it just seems like common sense. He just, who believes that? No one really believes that or thinks like that. He knows better. And he's very eccentric, too. My cousin worked for his cousins, believe it or not. There are Solar City offices in Phoenix, and then
name me a billionaire isn't.
Well, right. I mean, he has a tutor and literally a school, small schoolhouse on his property in California, and he brings the teachers in for his kids. Talk about homeschooling, and he's got like nine kids.
You got to do that just for security when you're a billionaire. You don't want one of them kidnapped.
He's very eccentric, but from everything I've heard, he's always very open to anybody with a great idea, and he's just tired of the nonsense. And I think he saw what the truth is, and he's tired of seeing this lie nonsense.
And, you know,
money where his mouth is, I say.
I'd say he's been pretty darn transparent.
Oh.
On
that's why
Twitter.
They hate him.
Yeah. And trying to change Twitter.
Well, Alyssa Milano got rid of her Tesla, so we're all good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world, the Merchant of Death, and is now able to jump back into his role. For 4 years, Paul Whelan has been waking up in a Russia prison cell singing our national anthem to spite his captors. That's according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. President Biden announced a $36 billion bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. President said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need any congressional approval. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Such a classic, I almost get tired of it.
I know, right?
Because it is. Generally, you hear that between 500,000 and 750,000 times a holiday season.
Bobby Helms is still getting checks off that one.
I'll bet he is.
You bet.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yep, that's for sure. All right, let's welcome our next guest, who's the author of The Innovators from North Dakota, The Change Agents. Bruce Jovic joins us on the program. This is what now, Bruce? Third in this volume?
This is the third in the series on innovators and entrepreneurs. Yes, my seventh book, but the third on the innovators and entrepreneurs.
That's awesome. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm blessed.
Merry Christmas to you.
My health has been restored, so I'm a lucky man.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a whole miracle of miracles for sure. You know what? There's a lot to love in this book, but that picture of Tom Clifford on the back cover just warmed my heart. What a doozy.
Well, yeah, I picked it just because of those twinkling eyes, right? If you know Tom Clifford, you just love those eyes. When he was smiling, his eyes just smiled so much with him.
Yeah, they sure did. That's a great photo. Let's talk about some of these change agents and some of your favorite things. First of all, what does one have to do to become a change agent and make the book?
Well, I mean, innovators come in all forms, right? They can be engineers, they can be scientists, they can be explorers. It's people who do something for the first time, and then others, you know, it becomes in commonplace, whether it be like the first county nurse. When you think of all this COVID right now, you know, Beatrice Johnstone in Grand Forks County did the first county nurse for schools in the nation, which became a nationwide phenomenon, and it still is today. You know, what will we do without school nurses? You know, and it's got to start someplace, right? So you wouldn't think that a county nurse, somebody's got to start it, you know, someplace.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's really all kinds of people doing things. It's in business. It's in nonprofits. It can be an explorer in the Arctic or the Antarctic. It can be, you know, any number of things. You know, and it's really sort of interesting to think of how many North Dakotans had their fingerprints on military radar and how important that was in World War II to win that war.
We mentioned Tom Clifford. For those that don't know, of course, he was a longtime president of the University of North Dakota. How was he an innovator? Explain to folks how Tom Clifford was an innovator.
Yeah, how does a college president become an innovator, right? Well, he was most interesting because not only he thought innovatively, right, and I remember having many conversations with him that, you know, the way you keep a university relevant and on the forefront is he says you need to embrace your mavericks. He always believed your mavericks on campus, whether that be John Odegaard or Jerry Grunewald or you know, myself and many others, we're, you know, folks who were, that's the future of the university, is embracing the people who didn't fit into the bureaucracy. And, you know, and he was just immensely good at that, and he protected them, which is why I put him in there. It's actually my longest chapter in the book, because it really profiles, you know, four cases where he made university the leadership in aerospace, in energy, environment, in a four-year medical school in a rural state, and in innovation and entrepreneurship. You know, and that's and none of that would have happened without Tom Clifford. And he was just, and he was sort of an amazing at finding talent and keeping talent. And that, yep. And then, by the way, you know from yourself that he also was just wonderful with those maverick students who didn't quite fit in, keeping them in the college and getting them graduated. His retention program was, you know, is helping people one person at a time.
And of course, we've heard of a Tom Clifford, and there's others that you know, and you hear Arnie Brecky's another one, kind of a famous.
Arnie Brecky, absolutely, who, you know, took his knowledge of Norwegian language and Norwegian place names and built a significant travel business, Brecky Tours and Travel, which became, you know, the leading tour operator in Scandinavia, all from being a professor. And it's the oldest example I can find of a faculty spin-off company in North Dakota, and that dates back to the late 50s.
Say that again? A faculty spin-off company.
In other words, where a faculty started a company and the company's still around. I couldn't find another company that a faculty started that's still around after 60 years. So I think it's the oldest faculty spin-off company, startup company in the state.
Wow. And another famous one, and he's written a book himself recently, is Dick Armey. Talk about how he's
I have to tell you, this is one where Kevin Cramer, Senator Cramer, influenced me. I hadn't really understood how innovative Dick Armey was until Cramer and I had a conversation about innovators, and he recommended I think about it. And he sent me a book on Dick Armey, and I read it, and I said, he absolutely is an innovator. He was amazing in that, as, you know, and when he became a congressman from Texas, and he was an economist at a university down there, he did the very first BRAC, right? The base retention commission and realigned bases. And how he did that, he was a member of the minority party in the House. He wasn't on any of the defense committees, and yet he was able to get that law passed by building coalitions. And that changed so much of the defense and really redirected money so we could be more competitive by taking money that was being not well spent, because we built up so many bases during World War II, and then we never got rid of them. So we had way excess capacity of military bases, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, and really to better use that money. And that's all his goal was, is that we need to redirect money to make us the strongest defense company in the world. And that was amazing. And, you know, and I always have given Newt Gingrich most of the credit for the contract with America in 1994, only to find out it was really, and there's no question that Newt Gingrich was the salesman for the contract, but the author, the developer who put it together, was Dick Armey.
And remember,
and,
folks,
and that really, and that agenda was very important in really making our government more efficient as well. And, you know, and really, you know, cutting waste, and that led to welfare reform. And I mean, it was really sort of amazing the role that Dick Armey played in the legislature as an innovator.
And you started with his role in the Base Realignment and Closure Commission.
His like his second year as a congressman. So here he is, a freshman congressman in the minority party, and he makes one of the biggest bills, you know, happen that really changes the whole defense industry in our country. That's innovation. That's an innovation.
I would also argue that without BRAC, without the idea was to take politics out of it, obviously, and have it, you know, each base be judged on its merits. But if he hadn't done the BRAC base, do you think we'd both have Grand Forks Air Force Base and Minot Air Force Base to this day?
No, I mean, they both survived BRAC, right? Now, mind you, that certainly Grand Forks was more at risk than Minot ever was, with their, you know, the nuclear triad in two of the legs in Minot. But it is nonetheless, you know, that we have survived only because they deployed the money in the most useful way. You know, Grand Forks lost a lot of missions, but now we have a new mission, and that new mission of ISR keeps growing and growing. And now with the repurposing of the Global Hawks into the SkyRange program. This would do hypersonic testing worldwide out of Grand Forks. I mean, it's really about doing exactly what government should be doing, right? How do you use the efficient use of taxpayers' money? And Dick Armey, the economist, that's what he cared about, efficient use of taxpayers' money.
The book is called The Innovators from North Dakota, The Change Agents. And let's talk a little bit about maybe some names you don't necessarily recognize, but you do their products.
You think of Cream of Wheat and the RAND Corporation. Most people don't understand the RAND Corporation was one of the founders comes out of North Dakota. And RAND actually starts for research and development, which is sort of funny. But, you know, it's a major defense contracting company in the world. And really started out with doing a lot of radar and communications technology and everything else. And it's a huge, company, but it comes out of North Dakota. And, you think of, and then we had a huge influence in AT&T and Bell Labs, which was the most innovative company in the United States in the first half of the 20th century in the early 1900s.
You actually had multiple people from North Dakota part of that, right?
Multiple people part of that. Which is really, and all because, by the way, there was one professor, Arthur Hoyt Taylor, who came to UND in 1909, and four of his students went on to be national leaders in radar and communications technology. So it's just interesting what one really outstanding professor can do to influence talented people.
And my personal favorite is the inventor of Tang is a North Dakotan.
James Lincoln Common. Yes, Lincoln, who comes out of Grand Forks. And, and you don't think of, exactly. Everybody knows Tang, right? I mean, it's the drink of astronauts. And, and North Dakota is one of those states that also has a huge influence in the space industry. But here's one, Tang, right? And they basically have taken a nutritious drink high in vitamin C and vitamin D and taken it into space to make sure that astronauts are getting the nutrition they need while on the job. And here's a food nutritionist, a graduate of UND, who went to work for General Foods, and he's the inventor of Tang.
Really cool. And Life Magazine and Smithsonian Magazine from Edward Thompson. What was his role there?
Well, he was early on with Life Magazine, and he really built it into the magazine it was, and the very first photojournalism magazine of its time, right? Where it was as much devoted to good photographs as there was. So he is sort of the father of major photojournalism, when you really focus in on pictures to tell the story. But he is the founder of Smithsonian Magazine. So we have, he is both, both Life Magazine, and although that was, started by, I'm trying to remember his name, the head of Time and Life, the Time out of New York. And either way, they hired him because he was already known as a photojournalist and using large-scale photos in newspapers, and they brought him into the magazine to build it up just before World War II. And, and it's really, we take it for granted today, right? Photographs are a major way that we tell photographs, whether it be on TV or whether it be in newspapers or magazines. And this is a guy who really led that movement, which is wonderful. And then he really made, the Smithsonian Magazine an intellectual magazine and a general magazine when they said you can't make, magazines need to be specific to like sports or business or health or something. You've got to be really, focused on an area to be successful. He made it a general interest magazine and extremely successful now for over 50 years.
The book is called The Innovators from North Dakota, The Change Agents, and Bruce will be signing books at Ferguson Bookstores noon to 2 on Saturday the 17th in Grand Forks and noon to 2 on Sunday the 18th in West Fargo. More details at DakotaBookNet.com, where you can get the book if you don't get it at Ferguson Books. Thank you, Bruce.
Right,
fascinating conversation.
It's a great Christmas gift, so if you want me to personalize it, show up in Grand Forks on the 17th or Fargo on the 18th.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org. At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle.
Is this Uncle Frank?
Oh, yeah.
Overeating, yeah. Merry greetings.
I actually get him and Buble kind of mixed up.
You don't a little bit. Know.
Buble has got that Frank's sound to him. Last segment of the program is all yours here. If you have anything to say before the weekend's out, now's the time to do it at 271-1100, 271-1100. Or quick text, 237-1590. Listener says, the arrogance of DeSantis is slowly creeping to the top. Watch what he and his donors will do over the next 2 years. I get a little bit of that, I don't know if arrogance is the word I'd use, but certainly confidence from Ron DeSantis. But most times he wears it well in his actions and who he's taking on. For sure. Listener says this prisoner swap stinks of Obama. His contempt for the military never ends. We traded a basketball player for a dangerous arms dealer. What this shows is America thinks basketball players are just as dangerous. Texter says, I feel like we're living in a communist country fighting for freedom. I guess if you have upside down thinking and don't want justice, this works for you. Last one here before I go to a couple of clips in our remaining time. When Karim Jean-Pierre is answering reporters' questions, she sounds as though she has the reading level of a first grader with the ahs and uhs. It's unbelievable. If you actually pay attention to it, like you're trying to listen for it, you'll go crazy. The ahs and the ums and the uhs between words. Lester goes on to say, I think some first graders can communicate better.
We used to play a radio game, I kid you not, called the game when we were doing, you know, music morning radio. And the goal, the game is talk for 60 seconds on a topic I'll give you that you may or may not know anything about without saying the word or ah, without hesitating. And the reason we did it for so long, I did it, you know, for years, and, you know, you'd say, all right, Red Sox baseball. You'd tell somebody in there, yeah, you lose. And you watch Karine Jean-Pierre, and that exercise is basically, how do I lie about something I know nothing about without saying, ah? Most people can't do it.
She's reading, too.
She's reading, and she's searching for answers.
Right. And she has
her brain is trying to process what she's saying, and she has to find it in that word salad head of hers.
Right.
And just Lie to Me is a great show, and they talk about that.
Lister goes on
That's
to say,
sure sign.
All of this is kind of reflective of the Biden administration, low quality. Speaking of which, did you hear about this Sam Brinton?
Oh, yeah.
Sam Brinton is...
the guy was talking about, the nuclear waste...
Nuclear official.
Yeah, director of the disposal of nuclear waste.
Right. Seems to have a penchant for stealing stuff.
The Biden administration, sources tell us... An Energy Department official is accused of stealing luggage from Harry Reid International. The 8 News Now investigators learning a felony warrant has been issued for Sam Brinton, a deputy assistant secretary in the Biden administration. Sources tell us Brinton is caught on video stealing the luggage. Brinton is accused of similar crime in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport.
Okay.
So he's done it twice now.
Yeah, this isn't an accident.
I thought they were just misreporting that, this guy, girl, whatever, they, them, him.
I'm not
whatever.
Kidding you.
You know, I'd ever see a bald man with a mustache and lipstick, but Sam pulls it off.
Right.
He and that that dress and those red pumps. I mean, he pulls it off.
Lurch. John Kerry wants into your pocketbook. Listen to this.
So back on the loss and damage fund, though, I mean, is there going to have to be U.S. taxpayer money that helps the United States? So presumably the United States is going to have to be one of the nations that contributes.
Well, it would be great if there were some. The United States of America, proudly, is the largest humanitarian donor in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The American people already do an enormous amount around the world.
Yes.
All right, so he's hoping it'd be great if taxpayers footed the bill for climate reparations. That's what he wants you to pay for, Kevin.
Well, who else is going to pay for it?
Pony up. Pony up.
Of course that's what he wants.
Yeah. And the most, I would say, eloquent package of the day, really inspiring.
As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your dignity. It's about your...
Okay. You feeling better about that now? Maybe you didn't hear. One more.
As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your dignity. It's about...
You're making...
Paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your... Paycheck's a lot more than what?
I'll try again.
As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know... It's about your dignity. It's,
you know,
he said, "Well, I'm pretty good at Bidenese." He said, "Paychecks there."
Oh, that was paychecks.
I do speak Biden.
You
that,
do? Okay.
I'm not fluent.
Now let's see if it makes sense.
As I said, my dad just say paychecks a lot more than you know. It's about your dignity.
Okay, so paychecks are a lot more you know than your dignity.
I think more paychecks are more important than sitting around on the couch. Maybe is where he was trying to go. I don't know. I can't go to that, but I can tell you that the word he attempted there was paychecks.
There's a lot of word salad in that.
Yeah. I do what I can for you. I'm here.
Best clip of the day.
You bet.
Best clip of the day, folks. Bar none. Let's see, what else can I get in here quickly? If you want normalcy in the U.S. government, get rid of the CIA. Abolish them. JFK tried to do that. Then they assassinated him.
Oh, yeah.
Another, unless conservatives actually start enforcing laws and show the American people outside of our typical news outlets of this. Okay. Gotta go, friends. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.